This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Baron Grindwall's Polish treasure map.
We've been on a treasure hunt. That's a poszukiwanie skarbów in Polish, using Baron Grindwald's map to learn more about Polska, or Poland as we call it in the UK. There are so many more places to discover in Poland than the Baron could fit on his map. So here are some ideas if you're planning a visit to this beautiful country. If you've enjoyed our treasure hunt, get yourself to Wrocław and look out for the Krasnale. They're gnomes. There are lots of tiny statues hidden around the pretty streets. If you're good at Pokemon, maybe you can catch them all. Or maybe you're more of a Minecraft fan. Well, why not explore some real mines in Poland, as well as Kopalnia Soli Wieliczka, the famous salt mines near Kraków. You could discover gold at Złoty Stok, a real gold mine south of Wrocław. Are you a gamer or science nut? Well, if you're around Warsaw, why not check out Centrum Nauki Kopernik, the Copernicus Center. It's a cool science museum with loads of hands-on exhibits and a planetarium. Science and technology lovers should definitely take a look. Perhaps you'd like your fun to be a little more adventurous? Well, you can't get more adventurous than Energylandia. This theme park in Zator is full of roller coasters and water slides. It even has a 7D cinema. What? Not exciting enough? In that case, let's add a bit of bite. Poland has not one, but three dinosaur adventure parks. The Polish word for dinosaur is dinozaur. You'll find one of these parks between Wrocław and Katowice. Another is between Bydgoszcz and Toruń. And the third, and oldest, is near Ostrowiec. The Baltów Jurassic Park is both a tourist attraction and a scientific research centre. You can see real dinosaur footprints that were discovered in the nearby Góry Świętokrzyskie. This is a very old mountain range, some say the oldest in Europe, that during the Jurassic period used to rise out of the sea that once covered most of what is today Poland. As we have seen, the Baron's map shows some famous places where children in his day would have enjoyed playing. Children back then would have liked doing many of the same things that you do, like paddling and swimming. Where better to swim than in Mazury, the Polish Lake District. This is a beautiful place in northeastern Poland, where you can explore the lakes and waterways either on foot or take sail in a łódź. You guessed it, that's a boat. And down by the edge of Kraków, you could check out Szlak Orlich Gniezd, the Eagle's Nest Trail that has 16 medieval castles to explore. The Polish word for castle is zamek. There are also caves and rope parks along the way. There are lots of castles all over Poland. The biggest one is called Malbork, which was a seat of Teutonic Knights. You can visit it at night and look for ghosts, but it's not for the faint-hearted. As we have seen, Poland's history is very rich, and its future is exciting. I hope you enjoyed our Poszukiwanie Skarbów with Baron Grindwald's map, and that you too get the chance to look at the treasures inside this amazing country, Polska.
Baron Grindwald's Polish treasure map, with support from the Polish Cultural Institute. Find out more at funkidslive.com/learnpolish.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.